The epistle today comes from Galatians chapter 4 and verses 21 to 31. Then, after the reading of the epistle, we will join in prayer. That prayer you have the words for is a prayer to be sung together. The tune is perhaps unfamiliar to us, but Jeff will play it through once for us, and then we will make that our prayer as we seek to bow ourselves before the Word of God. Let us hear the reading of the epistle. Tell me, you who want to be under the law, don't you hear what the law says? For it's written, Abraham had two sons, the one by the slave woman and the other by the free woman. But the son of the slave woman had been born by human effort, and the son of the free woman by divine promise. These things operate as an allegory. For these women are two covenants, the one indeed from Mount Sinai, bearing children destined for slavery. She is Hagar. Now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia, and she corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in bondage with her children. But the Jerusalem that is above is free. She is our mother. For it is written, Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Let loose and cry out, one who has not had birth pains. Because the children of the deserted one will be many more than the children of the one having a husband. Now you, brothers, are children of promise, like Isaac. But just as it was then, so it is now. The one who was born by human effort kept persecuting the one born by the Spirit's power. But what does the Scripture say? Put out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman will not inherit with the son of the free woman. Therefore, brothers, we are not children of the slave woman, but of the free. Let us join in prayer. Sometimes when you're trying to convince someone of something, you don't always use the most cogent argument or the best argument. You may use, though, the most convincing argument. For example, you may have one of the children in your family wanting to go visit Aunt Minnie and Uncle Mac up in Wisconsin, whoever they are. And you know, however, that Aunt Minnie has just recently had surgery And she's in no shape to have company or visitors staying for several days. You can tell that, say to your son or daughter, might be kind of a small son or daughter, but that just isn't as convincing. But let's assume that something else is true. And so here's the argument you press. Well, you know that your Uncle Mac and your Aunt Minnie only eat fruits and vegetables and health foods. And you know that if you go there, you'll never get what the Marylanders call soda or French fries or ice cream. Oh. Well, that carries more weight. Not because it's the more cogent or powerful argument, but if it's true, as we assume it is, it would carry more weight with your children at that point. And so you might press it. Now you may wonder, why do you have a strange exposition about like what Paul gives us in this section of Galatians chapter 4? What's all this stuff about Hagar standing for Mount Sinai that's in Arabia, and that Mount Sinai that's in Arabia is like the present Jerusalem that's in bondage, and all these people standing for different stuff? Paul usually doesn't write that way. He usually doesn't interpret Scripture that way. What's going on here? Why is this so strange? Well, Paul had some opponents at Galatia, apparently professing Christians, but ones that were trying to teach the Galatians. You remember Galatia is in present-day Turkey, trying to teach the Galatian Christians a corruption of the gospel. And what Paul is probably doing is taking up the way his opponents interpreted some of the Old Testament scriptures. You see, one of the things that Jews in general probably did in the first century was to take all of this stuff about Abraham's sons and say something like this. Now you know, you Gentiles know, if you read our scriptures, that Abraham, our covenant father, really had two sons. Now the one from his wife Sarah was Isaac. He's the one that was the inheritor of the promise, and we Jews are descended from Isaac. And God gave to us Jews, the descendants of Isaac through Sarah, He gave to us the enlightening knowledge of His law to set us free and so on. But now you Gentiles, you see, you're descended from Abraham's other son, Ishmael. Now that's the Gentile line. And that line didn't receive God's law, and they're sort of in bondage, their ignorance. But if you all want to come over and be a part of God's people through Abraham's wife Sarah and so on, well, you need to be, if you're a male, circumcised and so on, as a sign of the covenant. There are certain festivals you need to keep. You basically need to become a Jew and so on. Well, then you had something that fell a little bit between that. You had people who claimed to be Christians, who nevertheless bought some of the same teaching of Judaism. And these people apparently came from the church in Jerusalem and were troubling the churches of Galatia. And they were saying, yes, Paul's right. You do enter the kingdom of God by believing in Jesus as the Messiah. But there's more to becoming one of the true people of God than merely believing in Jesus as the Messiah and what He did. No, you see, you need, if you're going to be a true blue member of God's people, to also receive that sign of the covenant circumcision, you need to keep some of the Jewish festivals. There are these extra requirements. So Paul took that as a distortion of the gospel. Now these people would use some of the scriptural argument that Jews in general might use. And that's why the Apostle Paul seems to take on some of the kinds of arguments that they would have used in order to refute them. But you could see the appeal that this might have to some, maybe Gentile believers. You could see the appeal that this might have coming from these teachers from Jerusalem. Well, if you, your men are circumcised, if you keep these Jewish festivals, if you take on some of our Jewish customs, you see, then you'll join this whole stream of rich tradition from Abraham. Not only that, but the Jewish people around you won't think you're quite so different, and you may save yourself some persecution.